Welcome back to the Omniverse Comics Guide podcast. I'm Dave, and I'm joined once again by our very own Tronnie Omniverse. She's back for a brand new Comics for My Kids episode. Tron's bringing us three more recommended comics for your kids that they might also want to read themselves. Tron, my dude, how's it going?
Really good.
Really good, yeah?
Yeah.
Had a fun weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to just dive straight into the choices?
Sure.
Let's do it. Your first book for tonight, do you want to tell us what the title is?
Yes. So it is Rocket and Groot Tales of Terror by Amanda... whatever their last name is, I'm sorry.
It's Amanda, I think it's Daybert, and the illustrations are by Leo Trinidad.
So sorry if I got your last name wrong, Amanda.
Nice. Oh, sweet, buddy. So it is, obviously they're Marvel characters, but this is produced by Scholastic. It's aimed at slightly younger readers.
Younger readers.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Tales of Terror with Rocket and Groot?
Okay.
That's why we're here, I suppose. So
sort of.
Who are Rocket and Groot?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
So it's the same two characters, but it's a little more kind of...
Thingamajig,
totally. it's totally thingamajig.
It's a little bit more just two of them.
Just the two of them. Or none of the other characters appear?
Well, they do appear just in like the later things. About up to,
spoilers.
Chapter 5.
Okay, I'm just kidding. I think if I'm right, this is the second book in a series, technically.
I'm not very sure. I think it might be second or first.
Or this might be first. We don't know.
This is probably second because the style looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
And besides, they wouldn't have started like a very strange beginning, which you might have to find out.
Ooh.
From just nothing.
So just you can wander straight in. So the other book, whether it's first or second, is Rocket and Groot, The Hunt for Star-Lord. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Same writer. What do Rocket and Groot get up to in this one?
I'm not going to give the start away.
Just roughly, what is it? What's
so
the story
they
about?
Get trapped in a forest and they have to give whoever's controlling the forest a very scary tale of terror for them to get out. Because everything looks quite normal, but there's very unnormal beasts.
Very unnormal beasts.
I can't even count their
must
eyes.
Must be an alien planet. That maybe. Sounds like it
or
might
maybe
not be.
Or maybe the aliens enough. Came to that planet.
Well, maybe. What's the story like? Is it funny?
It's
action-packed?
It has a little bit of like scariness, a little bit. But it doesn't get so scary that you don't want to read it.
Not scary, scary, also scary.
Not scary, scary. Also, apparently one of the characters is green now.
Oh, and looks like there's green. Oh, that's Drax.
He's green.
He's meant to be green.
In the other movie, he's blue.
Yeah. So, how do you rate Rocket and Groot Tales of Terror?
I don't want to rate it under a 10.
Well, it's out of 5. Would you do out of 5? Is it like a 3 average? Is it better than average?
I like the mixture, but I think there was just a few bits that weren't very...
They weren't quite there for you.
They weren't quite there.
No?
And the unexpected start... And it doesn't even... The unexpected start.
Right. Is it sort of straight into the action at the start?
Kind of straight into the action.
Okay.
Which I would give it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is very good.
It has a nice mix, which gave me the 4, but if it would have been a 5 if they just didn't go straight in.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Well, it didn't really go straight in. But, like, it does... It literally just goes from, like, let's say... Yeah. No, they literally start straight into the action.
Shall we look at your second choice for this very episode?
The second book for this very episode is Kangaroo Tests and Tournaments.
So it's Kangaroo, as in Kanga-U, Volume 1, Tests and Tournaments. It's from DC, right?
Yeah, DC. So it is by... Sholly, I can't say last name.
That's Sholly Fish, buddy. Fish and Yancy Labatt.
I'm sorry I can't get anyone's last names.
Don't worry. If you've been listening to the other episodes that are not age appropriate, you'd also know that I'm very bad at getting people's names.
So this is a Wonder Woman graphic novel. So if you have a look at the front cover, it already says that. But But
yeah, it's not immediately obvious it's Wonder Woman, is it?
Well, I mean, like, she's tiny.
She's there.
But you can't really tell because she hasn't got the star on the forehead.
Well, she looks young. Is she a kid in this?
She is a very young kid, actually. So, it is about every whatever time it is.
Oh, so what, like once a year or something, they've got a tournament.
And all these, so let's say all these Kangas.
Yeah.
That's what they are called.
That's what they're called, yeah.
They have to compete to find their perfect match.
So this is on Themyscira, right? This is Wonder Themyscira. Woman's island.
So this is the Amazon.
The Amazon's island, yeah.
So they all compete with the tournament, and at the start they learn teamwork. But one of them, this might be a big spoiler, but one of them really, they have to compete against each other, but one of them, I'm not telling you which, really wants to compete with teamwork.
Okay.
All with teamwork.
Is there a villain in it?
Yes, there are villains in
it. Oh, are they human or Kangas?
Kangas.
Okay.
Apparently, the main one is called Queenie, but I'm not telling you any of the other names.
Okay.
So, I think you want to know that. I'm not going to leave you guys hanging.
Does this story finish in this volume, in this book, or does it continue in the next book?
I would say it is a night. Oh, no, there is another villain, actually.
Cerberus?
Cerberus, it's a villain.
Oh, so there's a bonus story in the back of it as well with the Flash. Did you read that?
No.
Oh. Okay, so it does wrap up. It is a done-in-one story.
So, I don't know if it links to any others, but I'm not telling you the...
Well, it looks like there will be a volume two, which is called Lost in a Labyrinth. So we'll have to keep an eye out for that. It says it's coming in spring 2026, is now.
I think I read that one at 3, actually.
They're nice little volumes, aren't they? They're kind of smaller than the average book. Mm. So they're nice and manageable.
Yeah.
The art's pretty cool. What did you think of it?
I really like it. Where I got this one from is I got free Comic Book Day comics. And Kang Yu is one of them. I picked it up, had a little read, and I got the actual book.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. It was good enough after a few pages to want to get the whole thing. To score this one out of 5, what would you give it?
I think it's 4.
You think this is 4? So same as Rocket and
it's
Groot?
It's hard to explain.
Or are you thinking Rocket and Groot maybe wasn't quite as...
To be honest, now I'm thinking about this one being a 4. I'm thinking about Rocket and Groot being a 3.
Okay, you can do that. You can change the scores.
Because this is like my... I've done them in favourite... So, like, least favourite to favourite order. So, I've gone... I'm sorry for the people who made this, but this is my least favourite out of them. But can make it better.
3 is still good. 3 is still good. It means it's a good book. This is above average.
That is 4.
That's very good. This suggests, mate... that there is a final choice for this episode that's better than that. Better than the last one. Yes. Do you want to tell us what it is?
Yes, it is Spider-Ham Hollywood Mayhem.
Hollywood Mayhem.
So this is the one that it showed in the Rocket and Groot Tales of Terror.
Oh, in the back, yeah.
Yeah, and that is how I found this one.
And this is a series, isn't it? I think is a 3-book series so far?
Yeah, I've got the other one.
This is volume 3, I think. But it's standalone, so it doesn't matter. So if you see any of these and you like the look of them, what's the story, buddy?
So the story is, it's linked with Mary Jane, who is now a water buffalo.
Mary Jane Water Buffalo. So in this universe of everyone being animals, I think in the 80s it was called the larval universe. And there's Mr. Negative, but he's a tiger. What's he called again?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Let me have a look. Well, tell us about the story while I look it up.
Negatiger? The story
is... Oh, yeah. Mr. Negatiger.
So, Mary Jane is going to be in a movie about Spider-Ham being a villain.
Okay.
And when Spider-Ham, also known as Peter Porker...
Peter Porker, yeah. Why has it got you so much now? How many times have you heard that?
So when he figures out it is a something to do with the bad guys trying to make him look bad.
Oh, spoilers.
Mary Jane is meant to play a part in the movie. Apparently he's meant to fly on the wing of an aeroplane.
Probably to Hollywood.
Probably to Hollywood. I'm trying to stay with the place is.
Yeah, it's cool.
But, like, I don't want to spoil. Apparently, Goose Rider's there.
Oh, Goose Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
So he goes there, and then presumably he tries to disrupt the making of the film.
Yes. Apparently his villains have very funny names.
Okay.
So it is Mysterio Abe. There is Buzzard.
Who's the Vulture?
There's Sandmanity.
Who's the Sandman?
Electro.
Electro.
Dr. Octopussy Cat.
Okay. I'm assuming then, buddy, that this one really tickled you, made you laugh.
Yeah.
This looks like it's a pretty entertaining book. Out of five, bud, what would you give Spider-Ham?
Five.
Spider-Ham, Hollywood Mayhem, 5 stars out of 5.
Steve Fox and Shelley Ehrman.
Oh, well done.
Thank you for making this book. Oh. I really enjoyed it.
We're on the lookout for more, aren't we?
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Yes.
Great. Well, look, thanks for reading them. Thanks for coming on and sharing as well. I think that's brilliant. So if you're still listening, don't forget to visit us at omniversecomics.guide, where you can find more comics for my kids, as well as reading orders for comic book events and characters and more podcast episodes. Was there something you wanted to say, mate? What was it you wanted to say?
As last time, we did a thing for Barb the Brave, didn't we?
We did.
There are 4 books now.
There are 4 books of Barb the Brave.
Yes.
We're waiting on the paperback for 4, aren't we?
We're waiting on the paperback. They haven't got the paperback
yet. It will come. Believe it and it will be.
Believe it and it will be.
So thanks again for listening. Do be aware that aside from Comics for My Kids episodes, some of our other podcast episodes are not necessarily suitable for all ages. So if this auto plays to another one, please bear that in mind. Thanks for listening and we'll see you all next time.
And bye.